everyone stashes a few odds and ends in their basement, but Ray Bandar's basement takes the cake.
Oh, wow.
He calls it the Bone Palace for good reason.
Skulls and skeletons. There's close to 7,000 here.
They cover every inch of this basement, from floor to ceiling.
Seals and sea lions, leopards and cheetahs and jaguars and horses and zebras.
Giraffe necks and dolphin skulls.
Oh, let me show you this. This is the largest animal that lives and breeds in California.
Gotta be elephant seal.
Correct. That's an adult female.
Bandar is a sprightly 86 years old and has an encyclopedic knowledge of these bones. He found and cleaned almost every skull here.
60 years at Ocean Beach, I've been decapitating dead marine mammals.
For most of his life, Bandar searched local beaches for dead sea lions and seals and cut off the heads, something he can do with a scientific collection permit from the state. The more exotic animals came from local zoos after the animals died. Cleaning skulls is not for the faint of heart.
I remove as much flesh as possible, put them in a bucket of water, put them in a warm spot, leave it sit there for weeks. The bacterial action removes all the organic material.
You might wonder, what drives a person to a hobby that's this smelly? Bandar says it began as a kid in San Francisco when he collected snakes and frogs in Golden Gate Park and donated them to the Steinhardt Aquarium. He collected his first skull in his 20s, dragging the head of a harbor seal back to his parents' house on public transportation.
Now, how do you get the meat off? So I put it in a big pot. Well, I guess I'll boil it. And boy, did it stink up the house. When my parents came home, they weren't too happy about that.
Over the years, a lot of beachgoers have been fascinated by Bandar's collecting. Other times, not so much. Like in Half Moon Bay, when he was working on a 14-foot elephant seal carcass in front of the Ritz-Carlton.
And then I'm sitting on his neck, cutting away, trying to sever the skull from the torso. And I turn around, and standing on the beach, there's three cops.
They'd gotten a number of phone calls.
More than one call is, there's this homeless guy, he's trying to eat this dead elephant seal.
Bandar's wife of 60 years doesn't mind his hobby. The two of them met in art school. On their honeymoon to New York City, they fell in love with the bone displays at the American Museum of Natural History. His wife's paintings hang next to vertebrae in their living room.
Because to me, they're beautiful pieces of sculpture.
Bandar went on to teach biology for 32 years at Fremont High School in East Oakland. He retired from collecting skulls last summer. His skulls and bones will eventually go to the California Academy of Sciences, where they'll make up one-fifth of the museum's collection.
So you'll see over on the left here, I have a young elephant seal skull.
Sue Pemberton is a curatorial assistant at Cal Academy. We're in the specimen preparation room, where she's showing me a skull that's covered in beetles. Dermestid beetles specialize in eating dead flesh. Pemberton uses them to clean skulls for the collection, but she also uses Bandar's method, large buckets of water. She pulls a harbor seal skull out of one.
So you can see...
Woo!
Wow, that's nasty. It smells like the worst outhouse you can ever be in, but that's how it works. Everything kind of breaks down.
Pemberton says the skulls show how marine mammals are doing off the coast, whether they were sick and what they ate. She pulls out a sea otter skull, this one a little less fleshy.
And here you can see what color the teeth are. Bright purple, like the color of grape juice purple.
This otter ate purple sea urchins, which actually stained its teeth. Pemberton heads out to the beach any time a dead animal is reported. On the table next to us, her whale kit is ready to go. A dozen steak knives and an axe.
Sometimes there's a blubber layer that's 2 feet thick. So you're having to get through that to get to what you think might be the cause of death.
Pemberton and others have documented cases where ship strikes killed whales off the coast. That actually helped change policy. Last year, federal officials put in new speed limits for cargo ships coming into San Francisco Bay.
It's what you think about when you're elbow deep in rotted, dead whales, and it's not pleasant by any stretch. But to know that it's actually helping with the conservation and protection of all the whales that come after that, it makes it all really worthwhile.
Cal Academy's exhibit of skulls, featuring Ray Bandar's work, opens to the public on Friday. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.